This is KCUR 89.3. Musicians Betsy Ellis and Clark Wyatt have performed as the fiddle and banjo duo Betsy and Clark since late 2014, and their first album is out, River Still Rise. Wyatt told Fish Fry host Chuck Haddix that despite playing in the Kansas City music scene for nearly two decades with bands like The Wilders and Mr. Marco's V7, their first musical connection was just a few years ago at the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, Kansas.
The first time we really played together and had a thought that, wow, this could really be something, was at Winfield, sitting around a campfire at 2:30 in the morning, and everybody else had sort of just drifted off, and we were playing quiet duets at the campfire, and it was pretty magical.
It's a hard time in this world to walk the right path.
Well, how did River Still Rise come about?
We spent a good part of this past winter, well into the spring, working on the recording. When it came to the title of it, it's a little bit of an enigmatic phrase, River Still Rise. From the beginning of our duo, we realized, hey, if we're going to call ourselves Betsy and Clark, we resonate with the journeys and adventures, of course, of Lewis and Clark. And so it's a little bit of a play on words to begin with. And when it came time to title the album, I was starting to look around at the early journaling of Meriwether Lewis. And in fact, when they were preparing to take off from St. Louis, he was making note of just the different things they were doing, getting things ready. Certain members of the crew would go and get supplies in a town. They'd come back. He's looking at the weather, making notes about the weather, and then making notes about the level of the river. And sometimes it was low. And then one day, he was talking about the river rising. A couple days later, the river's rising. And then one day, it said, "River still rise," in his journal. And I just love the way that phrase sounds, and I also like what it represents, getting ready for that big journey and feeling like it's about time to take off. And even though the adventure has already started, there's more to come. And I think that represents what we're doing.
And my mom is a geographer and a cartographer, so I grew up learning how to make maps the old way, and just having the name Clark and living on the Lewis and Clark Trail, I've always been fascinated with the river and their journey.
Well, you know, you very much rooted in the Missouri fiddler tradition. How did you first pick up the violin? How did you first hear that fiddle tune that inspired you to pick up that fiddle and start sawing away?
Well, when I first picked it up, I didn't like the word fiddle at all. I was 6 years old, and I was living in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Of course, you know, right in the middle of the Arkansas Ozarks, and I had an opportunity to start learning how to play the violin thanks to my mom seeing an ad in the paper. I took right to it, and I'm so glad that my first teacher encouraged my ear training at such a young age.
Well, Clark, and you play a wide variety of music, but when did you first pick up the banjo?
Well, with the banjo, we're going to have to go all the way back to 2000 and something, 7 or 8 years ago. In a previous life, I was a touring musician, very busy keyboard player, rock and roll, jazz, avant, improv stuff, and I think I wasn't emotionally mature enough to be a musician, which is saying something. And I gave up music. I was just trying to live my life without music, and I'm not sure why I thought that was a good idea. But one day I was living in Wimberley out in the country by myself, and I woke up, and normally when I wake up in the morning, I say, coffee. But this particular morning when I woke up, I sat straight up in bed, and I said, I'm going to buy a banjo today. And and that's what I did. I got my car, I drove into Austin, went to South Austin Music and bought a banjo and a couple books, then went over to the record store and bought a bunch of recordings, went home and dove in headfirst and never looked back.
That's Betsy Ellis and Clark Wyatt of Betsy and Clark. They spoke with Chuck Haddix, who hosts The Fish Fry on Friday and Saturday nights on KCUR 89.3.